I'd like to call this meeting to order at this time. I would also ask, as a courtesy to all, that you ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and pagers. Each director received notice of this board meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Directors Suzanne Baker, Truman Bloom, Ron Butler, and PJ Ellison indicated that they would not be present for this meeting. I understand that Mr. Ford has sent out messages relating to Mr. Bloom's loss of a family member. Thank you all received that. Item four, at this time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments here should fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact information on it. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, while you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. This is not our requirement, it's state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions, deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meeting Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak in a public meeting and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide everyone an opportunity to speak, we have requested that each presentation be limited to 3 minutes. I have one card that's been given me by Mr. Monty Land. Is there another one? Monty?
Good morning. I just have a couple of brief comments about some of the items that y'all are going to address today regarding Possum Kingdom Lake commercial leasing and the residential leasing situations. As far as the commercial leasing situation goes, I really hope, let me back up a little bit. Most of the commercial leases at Possum Kingdom are businesses that deal directly with water recreational activities. Marinas are primarily the ones I'm talking about. They have on-water gas facilities, they rent boats, they rent skis, you know, things like this. There are, however, a few commercial leases at Possum Kingdom that are not what I would consider directly related to water recreational activities. Even though they get some income, and probably during the water recreational season, they probably see a little bit of an increase in their business. But these are businesses that are there year-round, and they support the community at Possum Kingdom. They don't just necessarily support the water recreational business. And two of them primarily I'm talking about is what I'd call a mom-and-pop grocery store, the Trading Post, and the other one is a hardware store, Dan's Building Center. And then there's a couple of restaurants that are open year-round also. When you do, or when you make decisions regarding your commercial lease situations, their contracts, their lease rates, I really would ask that you look at the impact financially that it's going to make on these businesses. These two in particular, the Trading Post and the Dan's Building Center, provide an invaluable service and goods to the people that live at Possum Kingdom Lake. And if for some reason it became too much of a hardship for them to stay in business out there, it would really put a hindrance to the people that live out there at Possum Kingdom Lake. But that's all I ask is, you know, as far as commercial leases, do you really look at the hard numbers on those places? And, you know, they're a little bit different of an animal other than most of the other commercial leases out there, the Trading Post and Dan's Hardware, and a couple of restaurants also. Second thing is, you know, we've been talking for the last, I don't know how long, about the divestiture situation, the residential leasing situation. I hope that I am able to buy my property. I hope it comes a time where I can buy my property. And honestly, I don't know, after everything's said and done, if I can afford to buy the property out there, when and if this all comes about. If I can't, and I'm saying, but I represent a lot of people out there that are in the same boat that I'm in, then I'm going to have to stay with the leasing situation. And the present leasing situation, the lease rate methodology, with the increase in the appraisal rates on the property, I feel like probably I would have no more than 10 to 15 years left there at the lake. A 3, 4, 5, especially a 4, 5, and 6% of an appraised value of a person's land out there is, to me, is unrealistic. And it's going to run a lot of people off of the lake when it starts hitting 4, 5, and 6%. And I know, you know, that's 25 and 30 years down the road. I hope that I'm still there 25 and 30 years down the road. And a lot of other people are in the same way. But, you know, I just don't feel like that if I can't buy my property and I have to stay in a leasing situation, I probably have, at the max, maybe 15 years left to stay at the lake. Because it's going to, when it gets to 4, 5, and 6%, it's going to put quite a hardship on the people at the lake, especially people that are in situations like me. And I'm probably a pretty good example of most of the people that live out there that are permanent residents at the lake. And the last thing, you know, the last couple of years, it's been pretty testy, I guess, between people at Possum Kingdom and Brazos River. You know, the people at Possum Kingdom, they don't want to be a problem. They want to help. We want to be part of the solution. And I'm just here to say that these people at Possum Kingdom Lake, and we just want to help whatever it is in the decision-making process that y'all have here regarding items at Possum Kingdom, the leases, the commercial lease rates, the residential lease rates, the residential leasing situation, divestiture, whatever it is. We don't want to be a problem. We want to be part of the solution, and we want to help, and we're offering our help. That's all I have to say today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bonnie. I appreciate that.